Oh, okay.
If you just sort of chat away.
Well, now, that's a couple of Armstrong engines that are kept for spares. There's two working inside, and they were just brought in for spares for the ones inside. The other things are the cabinets from up at the pump.
Oh, yes.
You know, oil cabinets.
Oh, right, yes. And what's the big box that the piece of piping is leaning
against? This one here?
The square box,
one.
Yes. Is that a diesel tank?
That's a diesel tank, yes, that's one of them.
Ah, right.
Yes, that's right.
And it looks as though there's a sort of barrel-shaped thing that the other things are leaning against.
Yeah, well, that's a 600-gallon diesel tank too.
Oh, right. Ah.
And behind that on the corner up there is another 300-gallon tank. There's three tanks there.
So you've got about 1,000 gallons there, altogether?
Six,
more.
Seven, eight, nine, nine, 1,200.
Gosh. Yeah. And what's your consumption a year, Bernie?
I was using, I was using best part of 2,000.
2,000.
So you'd only have to have those filled once a year?
And it's all distillate, is it?
Yes, there is another tank, but you can't see it there. It's on the right.
What, you use for a different engine?
Yeah.
What's that?
That was diesel too.
Heavy?
Yeah.
Heavy diesel?
Yep.
Or ordinary diesel?
No, this one was heavy diesel.
Ah, right.
Now, you can see it there. You see on the left?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
It's on the left.
Yeah, oh, what? Danger, no admittance.
Yes.
And I have been in there, so I must have been specially
equipped.
And that's the water wheel that
still
works? Well, it's not working now. But
not working now, but it was up to the time you left.
No.
No, not quite. About
12 years, man?
10 years just since it.
But you had water power right up to the
top. Yes.
Oh, that's in there.
This one,
that a Pelton or what?
Turbine. Low reaction turbine.
Right. So
and the water comes in through that big
pipe,
as you see.
Yeah. Yes.
It takes a good picture, that.
It's a damn good picture, it certainly is.
And this is just for your house and the electricity. It's just for your house.
It's done everything.
Right.
It fed everything.
We didn't have any mains, you see. The mains came down the hill to Glen Helen and up the road to the forestry, and there was only us in between. And of course, Bernie's dad always made his own, and Bernie enjoyed making his own. So
what are the present people doing?
He's just using the engines
in the
cellar. And you know, I've told him what to do, and it's simple enough to understand, but yet he does not understand anything about electric.
If he runs the turbine, he's got free power. If he runs the engine, he's got
to pay.
Yes.
Is that the right way up?
Now, yes?
Yes.
That's inside the turbine house.
Right.
Now, how did you get such a good picture in there, Robin?
Flash, and lots of patience.
Oh, the flash.
Yes. My funny tripod.
Where is the actual turbine itself, Bernie? I can
That's
see
it,
the
yeah.
on
the
right.
The alternators
are on the
right.
There.
Right.
In that
right.
red.
Yeah. And there's a heavy flywheel there too.
Yes, there is.
See.
I put that on. It came off a stationary Ruston Hornsby engine.
Oh, right.
And
yeah.
it steadied
yeah.
everything up. You see.
Typical. Yes. Yeah.
The green one there is a generator, and the one above it, the red one, is another generator.
What's the difference between them?
They were both AC.
Oh, right.
One was a bit, 25 kilowatt, the other was 12. The belts there that you see there are hanging for spares, you see.
Oh, right. Yeah. So you've got... You've got V belts on that,
and also
yes.
standard
You could
and
use.
What are they? Are they bees or C's?
Bees.
Bees.
Bees they were.
Right, right. Because I know very little about bee belts, Bernie. We used to use flat camel hair belts of all things.
Oh.
They
were heavy though, weren't they?
Very heavy, and you needed quite a lot of belt paste on them, but they were very good at transmitting. I mean, we used 12 to 14 inch, sometimes 16 inch belts.
Now, that's the thing I never used.
You never used them?
I never used belt dressing.
Paste.
Did you not?
No, because if you had to use belt dressing, it was badly lined up.
Ooh.
I never used it. Never.
Well, on the prime mover in our factories, we mostly had to use that a certain amount.
Well, you'd
but
be under
on the main shafting, no.
You would be under dry conditions too.
Dry conditions generally, not always, and 100 horsepower engines. Rust and Hornsby in our case, and Crossley Gas. We had a gas producer.
Who's this turbine made by? Because I can't quite read that.
Gilks.
Kendall something.
Yeah, Gilks Kendall.
Gilks, G-I-L-K-E-S. That's very interesting. Now, the where you've been, the Goroka power station is powered by Gilks turbines.
Is it?
Yeah, well, it was in 1957 when I was there. I remember
still
they were brand new.
Probably still be.
Oh,
I've
you
never
bet
seen them
your
before.
Bottom dollar they haven't changed.
Probably not.
We've had these two. Now, the trouble is, what I have to do is to get them the right way up. It's not always very easy.
Upside down.
Which way do I turn it?
Towards me.
Way.
That
no,
one? No, towards me.
I don't quite know what towards me means, actually.
It's on the top towards me.
Okay. Matter of clockwise or anti-clockwise.
That's
right.
It. Now, what you see in there now, that's the turbine.
That's the turbine.
And that handle. That's controls the gates, opens and shuts the gates.
Oh right, the input, the water gates.
Mm.
All right.
Yeah.
Gosh.
That's what that is.
What's this funny mechanism? This is all part of it, is it? This mechanism up here. This.
You need a lot of leverage on a gate.
No,
is
there
it?
Wasn't a big lot of leverage on it. That used to work it.
Gosh.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
It's about 18 inches, that.
But it's funny, the handle itself looks as though it's right up against the turbine body.
It's not though.
It's not.
No.
No,
it's just
sort of
foreshortened,
isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
An illusion.
It's an illusion.
Yeah.
Oops. I'm going to sort these out after this work.
And what sort of quantity of power would that produce?
Well, originally the turbine was supposed to be 32 horsepower.
Very interesting. The Curzon
it's about 6
Helton
foot
wheel was 32 horsepower.
Yeah.
Exactly the same.
It's
thing.
About 6 foot high, that you
see. What would be the pipe diameter, Bernie?
It was 18 inches.
18? On a quite a small fall, though.
Mm.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
It was taking a big volume, you see.
Yeah, we had a 12-inch, I think, or maybe a 14-inch pipe on ours, but it was a tremendous throw. Very long fall.
Was it?
And it was, I don't know, 200 feet, I should think. 200 feet at least. And
you see,
it was
all I had there
mile.
Was, yeah, all I had there was about 13 foot 6.
It's not much, is it?
No.
It's
but
not much
it
at all, so you need a bit big volume.
It used to take all the river, though.
Yeah. Oh, I can't believe it.
To drive it.
And did you buy that?
It came from Clippers' laundry.
I remember you telling me that years ago. Mm. Yes, 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 mm. Yes. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So it's quite old.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, we've had it,
Gilbert Gordon Jilks, GGG, isn't that right?
Yeah.
That's right, that's it.
That's
I
right.
Remember.
Where would that Clucas laundry
top
be?
Top
would that be
at
Tremode? Yeah.
Tremode, that was, yeah.
They
went
so
over
they have
to the mains when their business increased, you know.
Oh, I see, yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No,
is that right?
Yeah, this is the...
No, that's upside down.
That's upside down, is it?
No, you're dead right.
Is it right?
You're dead right. What you've taken there now is the small water one.
You know, the little...
The one I built.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
You know.
Oh, yes, that's right.
The pulley on the right is a flywheel of a Lister.
Yeah.
And the gearbox at the back is a Armstrong baler.
Armstrong what?
Baler. Gearbox out of an Armstrong
baler. Really? Good heavens. I thought you said baler and I couldn't sort of believe my ears. And you've got an interesting belt assembly there. There's section belts, you see. They're V-belts, but they're section. Go and have a look.
They never slip, though.
No, they're not. I've never used them, but I've seen them before.
I never used to go in that house.
And this is still in the same house, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little put down by the river.
Once a month.
Ah, right.
Once a month I used to go in there.
Just lean into it. Oh, this is the overshot wheel, isn't it? Is that right?
Yeah. This was feeding into the line from the turbine. You see? It was DC.
Uh-huh.
And it was always left going.
So that kept your outside lights going?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And if there wasn't much water, the little wheel would keep going, whereas the turbine would be sucking air.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Pictures have turned out very good.
And what's all that thing that's wound around it? That's not an inspection light, is
it? No, that's just, if I were to put another one on, another generator, and I have this, there's three there, generators. I was used to take the plug off, and there was a plug on the end of that, and stick it into the socket.
Oh,
and then
see.
I could push AC in
if I
wanted.
Yes.
Top one is DC, and the bottom, the other two are AC.
I haven't actually seen any of these at all.
Didn't you?
No, I've seen the motor ones. I haven't seen these.
Yep.
I haven't seen these at all. I mean the pictures.
Something new on yourself.
Very good thing you do. Yeah, I don't know. Punches this, I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's
no, that's the little wheel, you see.
I guess you've got some good pictures, Will.
They are.
They're not bad, are they, Bernie?
No,
that's Overshot, isn't it?
Overshot. And you've got
the water
going over there too.
Mm. Yes.
Comes out on the concrete.
Yes, goes in the top.
And the river.
That feeds the ones that we've just been looking at, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
And what's this lever here for, this long lever? This one
with
the green
handle.
Well,
that lifts a little hatch that lets the water go down and the wheel stops. The water goes down.
Oh, I see.
Between the wheel and the concrete,
yes.
It lifts the hatch up, and instead of the water going onto the wheel,
yeah.
It goes straight down.
Oh, I see, right, yes.
Mm.
Right.
And what's your sort of small piping that runs
there? That's two cups. Once a week, you put oil in them.
Oh, right.
Gosh.
Sub
oil. I wonder Christian couldn't cope with all this.
And... you just filled it on a Sunday morning and it fed the bearings for the wheel all week.
Wow, that's pretty good. And you're not using any of the instruments?
No.
It's sad, isn't it? It's
so
terrible.
Right,
no.
Turn that towards Bernie.
Tell which way to turn them so as to get them.
Oh dear, sorry about that.
Upside down.
Never mind. Again, no.
That's a Lister.
That's a single, is it, or a twin?
Single.
Single,
yeah.
Right.
It's driving a little generator behind.
What, a six?
Or
is it a lot bigger than that? Looks bigger.
No, wait a minute.
Because they just put extra cylinders.
Yes, it was about six.
Six.
It was a 4 kilowatt, that's right. Six.
Six, yeah. Because they just put extra cylinders on to get multiples of that, don't they?
That's it.
6, 12, 18, that sort of thing, 24.
And where did this one come from?
Oh, it's in the basement of the mill, like, you know.
Yes, yes.
In the cellar.
But what?
I bought it from somebody. I think I bought that of George Hovercraft.
Oh.
Who's
yeah.
he?
Now he
That's right.
Up at Barnai, he has a windmill, if you've been up that way, no.
A windmill?
He makes his own power, but he
doesn't. He makes his own power. For the windmill.
Where is this? Barnai. Where's Barnai?
Down from Bagarrow?
Top of Bagarrow. Turn
yeah.
left.
Yes.
Down there. Until you come to an S bend.
Yes.
And if you stop there and get up on the hedge, you'll see his windmill.
Right.
I think
right.
he's got
we
two.
We were down there just the other day.
I think he's got two.
Really?
Now, that's another one.
A Lister or a Petter?
They were together, these two. That's
like
a Lister too. No, that's a Lister.
It's a Lister too,
yeah.
is it? Right,
yeah.
right.
They were both linked together.
What, linked to the blue one, was it?
Yes. They both feed together, like, you know.
There's a giant generator.
Just depending what you want. If you didn't want too much power, you just had one on, but if you wanted plenty of power, you put the two on.
Right.
You can see the wheels of the big Crossley behind there in the
left. Oh, yes.
Now, do you know he's going to sell that Crossley?
Well, I would like to move it.
Sorry?
I say I wouldn't like to move
he's
it.
He's going to sell it.
He's going to sell it?
He's intending to sell that.
What horsepower is that?
Single.
24, right. So you're going to get it out?
With great difficulty.
Well, I put it in.
I know, but you've got all these other engines as well.
Oh, well, you can ship them.
Ah, yes,
but you...
Out,
like, you know.
Yes, but you have to know how to put the back
as
well.
Once you take the pulleys and the big wheels off, flywheels, it's only straightforward then.
Yeah, yeah.
Get it onto planks and slide it in.
There'll
be somebody interested. There'll be somebody interested.
I'll tell him you've got to Disneyland. You won't be back for 6 weeks.
And what was that great, great big engine you had, the American one?
Oh, you see pictures
hill.
Of that.
The hill.
Wait until we get
hill.
To it.
Hill.
Hill.
H
right.
for
right.
Harry.
Rhode Island.
Ah, right.
Get to that.
Now, you must forgive me, I can't hear all that well because I've got this thing buzzing in my ear.
That's where they were made, like.
He's also got one deaf ear.
Yeah.
Well, he's like me. Because one of mine is... That's a three-cylinder.
Yeah. Now that must be an 18. It's just exactly the same as we had connected to our circular saw.
Oh,
is
it?
Is.
Yeah.
No, it hasn't got this. Well, it doesn't have this.
No, it didn't have the tank there. It had the tank underneath.
What's
and do you remember, there's an enormous tank underneath.
Lister.
That's not a
yeah.
fuel tank, is it?
It's tiny. Yeah, that's a fuel
it's
tank.
It's only a small tank.
Tiny. Yeah, that's a small tank. But we had a huge tank, don't you remember, where
yes,
that
I know,
the
I know.
Engine
yes.
stood on?
I
that
know.
Tank would... for about 8 hours.
Really?
Mm.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Ours came off a ship.
Oh, yes.
And it was used as a firefighting engine.
Oh, yes.
And it was in a very, very bad state. The engine hadn't been used much, Bernie, but it was rusted very badly indeed, and they rebuilt it. I got
the
chap I bought it from to
with
rebuild
the tank
it.
Underneath.
Yes.
The tank
yes.
underneath.
Yes.
That's right. Huge tank.
Yes.
Must have been, I should think, close on 30 gallons.
Ooh.
A really big tank.
Ooh.
It stood on it.
What
and
cool.
I coupled it up with V-belt to a circular saw, which we used to use off a tractor, but it needed all that 18 horsepower.
Yes, used it actually.
No, it used it. Oh, yes.
Well, that's the one he's using now.
Really?
Oh, right. Right.
I can't remember where this one is.
What's he using it for?
It was in the cellar.
Whereabouts?
You know the red one on the corner?
Yes.
It was alongside that.
Oh, right, okay. you lose your orientation in there, because there's so many.
The red one's what, an Armstrong, is it? I seem to remember you had an Armstrong.
It's the Tankov one, yes.
The thing is, they go on forever, these listeners. Oh, do you know they're copying them in India, Bernie?
I believe so.
Almost perfect copies. And they call them something else.
Mm. Yes.
They've got some other name for them.
Still,
but it's a
good.
Beautiful copy. We saw several in the sugar industry. Now, the sugar industry that we saw was where they picked the cane and they had a little, just a roof out in the bush.
Yeah.
And an engine which ground the cane.
Yeah.
And then they dipped out the juice.
Yeah.
And they boiled it on a fire with the cane trash, using the dried cane trash, boiled it on a fire and produced jagri, you know, this raw brown sugar.
Yeah.
We went and spent half an hour or an hour with them, I suppose.
Yes.
They got one of these engines and it was absolutely perfect. It was a perfect copy of a Leinster. There's
that's
the big
hill.
Fella, there's your
that's
yeah,
the hill.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a tremendous engine.
What horsepower is that?
Six cylinder. Is it six cylinder?
Oh, tell me, how do you start this thing? Because I remember you telling me and it was
just press a button.
Yeah, but
it was 145 horsepower, I think.
Hasn't it got, hasn't it started with compressed air or something?
No.
Not the
electric start.
Oh, right.
It was high revving, very high revving.
Right.
Is that indirect injection or direct?
Direct. You can still get the parts for that engine today.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's a six-cylinder?
Yeah.
What was its original purpose?
It used to light Derby Airport up.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh. Good Lord. Did you buy the generator too?
No, just the engine.
When it was starting off, he thought there was a plane taking off.
Well, bet, yes, yeah.
When that engine started up, all the belts used to smoke.
Oh, gosh. It got through them quick, though, Bernie, didn't it?
Mm? 140 horsepower, you say?
100, it got through the stuff very, very, very quick, like, you know.
Mm.
And that big thing in the centre is an oil filter. Massive oil filter.
It's a big oil filter, isn't it? Yeah. That's a cleanable one, presumably.
That's typical American, that. All the pipes that you can see them all.
Yeah.
The idea is, it's far superior to our idea. If there's a break or a leak or a crack, you can see it straight away.
Yes, of course you can.
But with our engines, you can't.
No, you see.
Yes.
And presumably, you take that oil filter out and clean it.
No, you replace it with a big, massive cartridge.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Gosh. That's a cost of it.
It's about a 3-foot cartridge.
Wow. Yeah.
How old is this engine, anyway?
Well, it came in the water.
Right. So, it's 20 years old.
It was...
Yeah, the water arms are there too, isn't it, no?
Gosh.
It came in about 39.
What's this here? This on the right hand side. Is that the generator?
No.
It's attached to it.
That's another engine and a belt going up through the ceiling. Onto a camshaft. Do you remember it?
I do sort of.
That's not the tank that fed that engine, is it?
No.
That fed the other engine.
The big six. There's a big tank underneath this.
Ah, right.
They brought the fuel in, and
right.
You can see the filler cap at the very bottom, and a gauge.
Oh,
see?
Yes.
There's two, there's a filler cap and a gauge.
Oh, right, yes.
Ah.
Now, what do I do?
No, I think I was right, actually.
Oh, you're all right.
Was it?
Yeah, that's right.
You're not upside down, you're right.
That's right.
Now,
right. Oh, God. Okay. Now, what have we got there?
That was an Armstrong single driving a DC generator. That's it.
Right.
And the one behind it with the cover over is a Petter.
Oh, yes, yes,
a
yes. I remember your pet, pet. Yeah, I do remember that.
They look really good on film, yes.
Of course, there's good lighting, Bernie. That makes all the difference.
Oh,
when you
yes.
Drop it
down
in
the
dark,
flash,
it's not
yeah.
Looking so good.
Oh, I had all the lights on as well.
what's the red, either air filter or something?
This thing
here. There. Yeah, that.
Looks awfully clean.
Mm. It looks horribly clean, doesn't it?
just below the exhaust pipe.
That's not an exhaust. Is that an exhaust pipe?
No, I think that was just a spare can.
No. You go up to it and have a look, Bernie.
Oh, no, I don't see.
Looks as if it's got some sort of mesh or something.
I'll tell you what that was. That's
mesh.
It. That's a little Honda.
Ah, right. Yeah.
I got that over at the house at the moment.
Oh, right.
I took that with me.
Yeah.
That's what that is. But I used to keep a can there also. But it's not there at the moment.
That's the Armstrong Siddeley on the right-hand side,
single.
Is it?
Eight
horsepower. And then a Petter straight in front. And what's the big flywheel?
That's not the big Crossley.
That's the big Crossley, right.
It's huge, that thing. It's absolutely enormous.
I know nothing about Crossley oil engines. I only know Crossley and gas engine form.
Yeah.
We used to have a heck of a trouble. Oh, it was a terrible trouble.
Brings us this back.
What we used to have was a gas producer, huge great thing, occupied two floors, the theory of it was you put firewood into it and you got out tar and gas.
Yes.
Well, it didn't work, Bernie, because our Indian woods didn't work like that. They weren't the right wood. I don't know what it was made for, but it was obviously something European.
A softwood.
That they intended to put into it. Whether it was softwoods or whether it was hardwoods, I wouldn't know. But anyway, what we did was to have charcoal burners on the place, i.e. gangs of people making charcoal, you know, those old traditional native heaps of charcoal. And we used to run the gas plant on charcoal. But it inevitably produced a little bit of tar in the charcoal. And, I don't know, dampness got into the gas.
Oh, wow.
It was a hell of a trouble. But it worked.
This is another little generator, this one here, this red.
Yes.
Yes, that's what it is.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Lister.
Yes.
turn
it towards me.
It looks as if somebody's lost the handle.
You want it turning round?
That's right.
Sorry, I thought I'd
it's just the handle to start with.
That's right.
That's it.
Ah, yeah. It just sits on a nail there.
Sits on a nail.
Right. It looks as they've got some ancient Egyptian piece of blanket there.
Yes. Covering up some engine.
Mm. Yeah, but it's got a beautiful design on it.
Yes.
Yes, it has. Yes.
I just thought that was one of those light touches.
Just about it.
That's the artist coming out.
That's
it.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
remember,
right.
I used to keep ours in the workshop.
This is your element of perfection, this is.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. Why don't you got another side?
Yeah.
Ah, I was getting worried because I was sure I hadn't seen an awful lot that I'd seen before. Right, can I have them in the right order?
I can see him working for time and life.
Yeah, right.
That's a twin petter.
Really? I've never seen a twin petter before. That's interesting.
They're cool.
This is, where's this one? Isn't this right down in the basement?
Yep.
By the
dryer.
Itself.
It was
yes.
By the dryer.
Yeah.
Now, where did that come from, Bernie? Is that a very old one? It doesn't look terrible.
I think I got that from George Young in Ramsey. It was in a boat.
In a boat?
Oh, right.
Mm.
All right.
Were quite a lot of your engines from boats or not?
Oh, they come from all over.
Right.
What about that big crossing?
That was a stationary in the laundry, you see.
In where?
In Cloker's laundry.
In the laundry, right.
I don't think that was never anything else. I think they got it new.
Oh, yes. Take a punt on it. I just don't know which way up it's supposed to be. Oh, that's right.
Is it there?
That's right. Oh. Fine. Now, what's that?
Ah, well now. That's a Royal Enfield. Twin.
Gosh, I never knew they made engines.
Diesel.
Really? Gosh.
Royal Enfield twin diesel. That was driving the hammer mill up above.
I always associated them with motorbikes, and that's just about it.
You know, the Royal Enfield are being made in India now.
The Enfield bikes are, yes, but indeed. We saw quite a lot of them, actually.
The Royal Enfield Bullet.
Mm.
Yes.
They bought the...
Right.
Oh, they've got all sorts of old things. I mean, they've got the Ambassador car, which is just the old Morris Oxford.
Yes.
And they're still going. We hired one.
They're triers, you know, they're doing their best.
Oh, they're doing well. They're doing very well.
So what horsepower would that be?
19. 19. High revving. High revving.
Yeah.
It was going about 2,000. But, what about it?
No. That's right.
Quarter,
is it?
No, go on.
Quarter way. That's it. Compressor.
Right.
Compressor. That was feeding the pumps.
Right.
What, to pump the tyre?
Yep.
That's even in better condition.
And there's an old wireless on the shelf there.
Oh yes.
That used to go. Robert and them all, they used to like.
They couldn't work without it.
So that was almost on full blast.
It sounds as though he was rather before his time.
So where does this come from? Has it got a little history to it as well? This compressor.
I don't know. I think I bought that up there at Ellison. It was just a garage compressor, like, you know.
Oh, I see.
Again, with one of those section belts, you see.
I don't know where the wireless come from. It wasn't one of mine. It was one that was given to me, I think.
behind of you.
The wireless is like that.
Is that right?
No, that's a horizontal mixer.
Is that the right way round?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. It would mix the stuff up wet.
Oh, right.
And then you would tip it. See the handle out there? You would tip it. And when it'd be on the floor, then you used to fill it into the blue mixer here on the right. This blue.
Yeah, but what were that before?
For adding molasses into the meal.
Right.
You had to put it through a pre-mixer like that. Otherwise, if you put it into the blue one, as it was, treacle.
I see.
It would clog.
Yeah.
But put it through the pre-mixer first and go.
And that's the feed from above, is it? That white thing.
I think that's
sorry,
there.
The trouble is with these sort of slides, when they get hot, they distort a bit, and you've got to allow for it. Which way on this one is
that right? No.
Yep.
No, that's not right.
No,
what is it? Turn it. It's got to be
turned,
hasn't it?
Turned. You got me guessing then for a little.
That's it. Now tell us the story of this. You've got a flat belt pulley at the top there.
Yeah. That's one of the rollers. For rolling stuff.
Big canvas belt on it?
Yep.
Right.
Leather belt.
Leather belt.
Leather belt.
Ah, right.
last forever, you know.
Oh, yes.
I couldn't believe these things. I've never seen this before.
Now, what in fact is that machine there?
It flattens the grain.
Oh, I see. Yes, yes.
Flakes
it. Yeah, yeah.
Flakes it.
So this would make porridge oats.
That's right.
Yeah.
Did you use it for that? Or just for kibbling? Is it a kibbler? Does it kibble as well?
It's just flattened all the grain.
Yeah.
Yes.
Barley or peas or beans.
For
or
stock beans.
Anything like that.
And what's this little, looks as though they're all attached, this?
Oh, that's my adaption. I used to control the feed of that machine from up above.
Oh, I see.
And there's a little belt running on it. And I used to turn the wheel upstairs.
Yes.
And there was another wheel down below.
Yes.
And then it comes along there to that. And it either opened or shut the feed.
Oh, I see. Right. Yes.
Saved him running up and down the stairs.
Yes. And you got a window to monitor the feed as well.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
We knew when the thing was coming empty.
Brilliant.
Nothing if not practical.
Now, what about you? What you got next? That is a cleaner.
That's up in the roof,
the
isn't it?
Grain come down and it was sieved. And then the fan sucked all the, that fan there on the motor, that sucked all the chaff and broccoli and all the weed away.
Ah.
And then the grain went down through and was bagged off down below.
Did you only mill for stock feed, Bernie, or did you mill for human consumption as well?
No, we used to do...
everything?
We used to do oatmeal in the wartime.
Did you?
Yep. Used to oatmeal, used to wholemeal flour.
That's interesting. Had you got the means of taking the husk off the oats?
It all went through that first.
Yeah, and then how do you de-husk oats?
Went through a stone.
Yes.
One stone above the other.
Right.
And they were just so far apart, and they just didn't touch.
No.
It just left it to go through. And the grain was sucked through, and it rolled it over and took all the shell off.
Well, that is interesting. I've never known how it was done. I've always been interested. Got it.
That's another one. That's another roller. Straight down.
So you put oats and barley through.
The
there.
Yellow one is on the right, and this was on the
right.
Right.
And those are your old big pulleys again with the leather belts, are they?
Yep.
Yep.
And that one that's loose there is the hoist.
Right. Oh, right. Yes.
See
yep.
the one that's
yep.
loose.
Yes.
And when you're when you tightened it up, an arm came and tightened the belt up, and then I lifted all the sacks up.
All right.
Lifted the sacks for you.
You got power, might as well use it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the actual roller that rolls the grain there with the cuts across, the slanting cuts across.
Yeah. I'm glad you took some photographs of
this. Looks like one of your little adaptions as well.
It is. I can control that upstairs.
Oh.
That's not one of mine.
When you've done as many journeys up and down the stairs, Bernie, you had
you
to
do,
do
something.
You'd have got too thin otherwise.
You've got to do something about it.
That's upstairs.
Now, that's the cyclone. There's three cyclones there.
Four.
There's four there. There's a blue one on the right.
Yep. The big fella.
You got them all in.
Uh-huh.
And there's a red one.
Yes.
And there's a little one above.
Yep.
Yes.
And there's a little green one in underneath.
Yeah.
They used to separate the air.
Where's the green one in underneath?
Straight,
on the left.
Yeah. Oh, on the left of the, the red one. Yes, right, got it.
Well, it's in sea green.
Yep, got it.
And they used to separate the meal from the air. See, it was conveyed up by air.
Yes.
And it went round, and the air used to come out through the top, and the meal used to fall down through. That's how it's separated.
So no moving parts, it's just air being blown, is it?
That's where you used to have to watch. You didn't have any sparks. Because you'd have blown the roof of the building if you would have had a spark there.
Yeah.
The dust was so intense.
Oh, I see, right, yes.
Where would your sparks come from, Bernie?
Oh, just anything.
Anything.
Anything, right,
yes. You know, if you had an electric short.
What's this wire in the roof for? This one up here. It's a chain. It's a chain in the roof.
That's the chain. That goes out through the door.
Oh, yes. That's
remember?
Yes.
Remember? Out on the hoist.
Yes.
And that that's going to the winch in the corner.
Oh, over on this side? This over here?
No. It goes along. And don't you remember the hatches? You looked down the hatch then, didn't you?
Yes.
It joined up to that.
Yes. And what's the auger? There's obviously an auger there with an electric motor on it. On the left-hand side.
What, this thing?
Yeah. Well, that used to lift up grain. And you see on the floor there's a hatch.
Yes.
You took that hatch away.
This here.
And it fed a machine. That went down into a machine. So you lifted the grain up. And you just took the hatch away, and it filled that up. And,
I haven't got the hatch. Where's the hatch?
On the floor.
Is
in the floor. No.
Here.
Up there. On the floor. Yeah.
Little square chap. Right.
You can't see it because there's so much meal.
Oh,
over.
Here. That's where it is.
That's it.
Two flywheels.
You've got it upside down. No, you're not. No,
wrong
you haven't. No.
We've got it the wrong way round.
I'm just thinking the way you've took it.
Is it the wrong way round, Bernie?
No.
Yes,
he's took it from the door. You've taken it from the door. That's where you've taken it. And you see the two big things? They're the two valves in the front there.
Yes.
Well, that's the one he's going to sell. It is. Anybody that's, interested in a museum, that's ideal.
Yes.
It's ideal for that.
Do you know who he's going to sell it to?
Pardon?
Do you know who he's going to sell it to?
It could be going away, that, I don't know. There's people come now and again from away, and they buy these up, Because they don't make them now.
No, as you say, that they are museum pieces, and they're in perfect working order.
And you say it's a two-cylinder, a twin, is it?
Single.
Is this
water cooling here?
That's the cooling water that came through it.
Right.
That only went to 375 revs per minute.
Yeah.
Very slow. The white can down at the bottom is a drip can from the cylinder. You never use the oil.
Yes.
You never use the burnt oil again, but you use the oil that came from the big ends over again. But you never use the burnt oil.
Right.
There was no good left in it. It looks better on film.
You can't hear it, that's the only trouble, or smell it.
Well, all you would smell was oil.
Yes.
Now, what have you got now?
Is that the right way round?
Yeah. No, that's right. That's, you see the belt coming up through the floor?
Yes.
That's driving that shaft.
Right.
And then there's a big pulley there driving the hammer mill.
Yes,
on the
got
right.
That. And what's the interconnecting pulley on the hammer mill?
That drives the fan.
Ah, right.
The fan
right.
is below.
Yeah.
That drives the fan up. And the other one that's going to the top went to the rotary valve feeder.
All right.
The rotary valve feeder that was there. It only lets so much through at a time.
Bernie, what's the story of the mill, in fact, itself?
Well, it's going back such a long way, you see.
It was your father's creation, was it? Or
No. It was a mill when his grandfather bought it in 1903.
Gosh,
and
it
before
must
that
be
it
in
was
there.
A Mr. Brideson. Before that,
oh,
there's a Mr. Gorn.
It must go.
Oh, it goes back and back about 300 years.
Go
really?
On.
Really?
All I'm saying.
Ha! Ah, the man himself. The man himself. Isn't that marvellous?
And what am I doing there?
Well,
oh, I'm taking off sex.
Yes. Using another one of your inventions.
Yeah.
This thing here, there's a little like leather straps that go round. When you pull the lever, it sort of clasps it.
Oh yeah, right.
Just
right.
Look at them sacks, packed to the roof. On the right.
Yes,
right.
Yeah,
the whole
roof
was packed up to the roof.
And what's this in the middle behind you, Bernie?
That
the
hopper,
feed, is it?
The hopper, you mean?
Oh, it's a big hopper, is it?
Right.
Well, you can load that from above. On the next floor, or
yep.
you could load it from here.
Yes, right, right,
and
right.
There was a hatch, the catch there that just went down. Once you put a sack in, you put that down.
And
that,